It's Monday, March 31st, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to this special 60s girl group sound episode of The Sounds in My Head. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Ah, fantastic stuff right there by Skeeter Davis. That was I Can't Stay Mad at You, which I pulled from the essential Skeeter Davis. Skeeter Davis was normally a country singer, but she did dip into the 60s girl group sound on occasion and produce magical gems like I Can't Stay Mad at You, which you just heard, and which has been covered by the likes of The Queers, Camera Obscura, Jonathan Richman, to name only a few of the very best versions of it. I love that song a whole lot, and it sort of epitomizes the 60s girl group sound, which I also love a whole lot. And it was a great way to open up this special 60s girl group sound episode of The Sounds in My Head, where I'm going to be playing old and new 60s girl group sounding songs alike. That one was old, but coming up next, something new. It's a band called She and Him, which is actually M. Ward and Zoe Deschamel. The band She and Him, it was recommended to me a few weeks back by friend of show Rob Walker. He's guest hosted an episode Google. Anyway, he was like, hey, check out She and Him. You're going to love them. And boy, howdy, did I love them. I really love them a whole lot. I think it's one of the best records this year. It's totally amazing. You're going to love it too. And I should thank other people. I should thank Jonas and Chris and Kelly and other people who tipped me off to songs I should put on this episode. All very good recommendations indeed. So thank you for that. But without further ado, let's check out She and Him. This is Why Do You Let Me Stay Here, followed by I Was Made For You, the latter being the even more 60s girl group sounding song. Both from their record Volume 1, which is all over the place. It's got 60s girl group, it's got sort of country songs, sound like Laura Cantrell. It's an excellent, excellent record. You're going to really like it. And just to prove it, here are two songs, Why Do You Let Me Stay Here and I Was Made For You, She and Him, on this special 60s girl group sound episode of The Sounds of My Head.
On the shelf. It's not always good news when an actor decides to make a record, but it is in Zooey Deschanel's case. You may have gotten a taste of her singing in the movie Elf, in which she starred opposite Will Ferrell. Her other movies include Almost Famous and All the Real Girls, and she's appeared on the Showtime series Weeds. She recently teamed up with indie rock musician Matt Ward, who goes by the name M. Ward. Their new CD, She and Him, Volume 1, features her original songs and a couple of covers. The arrangements are by Ward, who's also featured on guitar.
Thank you.
That was Denmark's The Ravenettes with We Want the Candy from their album Lust, 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 which came out, I think, like a month ago. And it's amazing how much that record sounds like the Jesus and Mary Chain, like if the Jesus and Mary Chain had like a love child with the Ronettes or something. It's a great sounding record, really good stuff. And that song in particular, We Want the Candy, is so very 60s girl group inspired. The song before that was The Flirtations with Nothing But a Heartache, an excellent song, which, you know, you can tell it's a 60s girl group, but it almost sounds like it could have been a contemporary band because it's so kick-ass, right? That was from a record called One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Girl Group Sounds Lost and Found, which you can pick up. I link to where on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also leave comments for the show and tell me all of your favorite 60s girl group songs that I should have included but didn't because I suck. All right, up next, a band I like to call Petula Clark because that's her name. This is the song I Know a Place, which sounds so amazingly similar to her bigger hit, Downtown, but it's not. This is a different song. It's not Downtown. This is I Know a Place. Keep that in mind because you're going to be thinking, is this Downtown? No, it's not. It's I Know a Place. So check it out. Petula Clark with I Know a Place. Where else but on this 60s girl group sound episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I tell you, downstairs to some tables and chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place, a celebratory noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you, a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you, we'll be right back.
The one, the only Irma Thomas with her song Breakaway from Sweet Soul Queen of New Orleans. What a great 60s girl group sound song that was. Before it, Lucy Love Schroeder from Dallas, Texas, doing a version of Then He Kissed Me, one of my all-time favorite 60s girl group songs. Sarah Rattle, of course, headed up Lucy Love Schroeder, which broke up quite a while ago. She did her own thing with Sarah Rattle, who I played on The Sounds of My Head before, and now she has a new band called Calamity Magnet based in California. Look for links to Calamity Magnet on The Sounds of My Head website. Before Lucy Love Schroeder, we heard the Barbary Coasters doing two songs from their album Honey for Sale. We heard Tears of Go-Go and Ditch Day, both from Honey for Sale, which is a pretty good album. It, you know, it's like any girl group record. If you actually buy one of their albums, and it's like, you know, it's not 15 tracks of stuff you want to listen to every day, but there's a handful of really good ones like Tears of Go-Go and Ditch Day, which is why I featured those two songs. You can pick up that album by emailing the guy who runs the website, who's in the band, and saying, hey, I'll PayPal you some money if you upload the MP3s for me. And he'll do it, I know, because that's what I did instead of buying a CD. All right. Up next, a band from London. They're called Noonday Underground, and they have a new album, which you can, for right now, only seem to get in iTunes. The album is called Set Sail, and we're going to hear a song that sounds like a 60s girl group song to me. It's called The Light Brigade, and most of the record does not sound like a 60s girl group exactly, but it's really good. So if you like this song, you should definitely check out the rest of Set Sail, Noonday Underground, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah.
No 60s girl group sound episode would be complete without April March. And that's who that was, doing Moto Shag from her record Paris in April, which of course contains a lot of music in French, because April March tends to do that. But the thing is that I just had to put my foot down and say, no, even though there's tons of great French 60s girl group pop, I'm not putting any of it on the show. It's an all-American 60s girl group sound episode of the show, because it just would have been too much. I mean, there's already too much. So trying to pare it down was already tough, so I couldn't do French. So anyway, that was an American song by the amazing April March, who, by the way, also has a new record coming out. So keep your eyes peeled for April March's new record, which comes out soon. Before April March, the Tourettes from New York City / Connecticut. That was their song Field Trip from their great album Life is Pretty, which I highly recommend, and probably no one has because it's pretty obscure, I think. But you can pick it up online. I think you might be able to download it even just for free from their website. I'm not sure. There's something on the website you can download for free. I don't know. If not, you can buy it for probably not very much money. Great record, worth having. And the Tourettes, a great find for 60s girl group sounding rock. All right, finishing up this special 60s girl group sound episode. Oh, the sounds in my head. Earl Jean, formerly of the Cookies, but going solo, doing the original version of I'm Into Something Good, made famous by Herman's Hermits, and available on the One Kiss Can Lead to Another Girl Group Sounds Lost and Found record that I played a cut from earlier, but it's a giant box set with tons of stuff on it, so, you know, I could play two things. That's what I've determined. Anyway, so Earl Jean, I'm Into Something Good. It's a nice, calm song to finish up this special Girl Group Sounds episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Mood Swing, Wonderful Tonight, Hallelujah, and The Running Man, all by Noonday Underground. I hope you like the new album art. I know I do. That was recommended by Neil, and I'm glad he recommended it because it looks so much better than the old stuff did. Tune in again in 2 weeks for an all-new episode on April 14th. Until then, bye-bye.